Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We got plenty coming up. I'm going to pull the promo sheet. You can grab it off the, you can print that out as well over there. Avery sent that this morning. You see what we got going on here this week, because we got the Dan McDonald Show tonight as your flagship home for the Cards. That's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Sorry. That was tonight. I was getting all excited.
We're getting Reds Brewers tonight.
That's right. Dan pretty sent me my Dr. Elko Monday cup of inspiration. So I was, you know, he just texted that to me. So I was on my mind. So our coverage starts tonight at 7:30 on 93.9 The Ville of the NCAA championships, Purdue and UConn. And then, of course, we got the Chick-fil-A coming by today from our friends at the Bargetown. It's the Bargetown Road and Stony Brook location.
Yep.
So we got that.
Nuggets and mac and cheese today is what we're getting.
So we're excited about that. We got all that coming in. And just looking ahead on the schedule, inside Churchill Downs debuts on Friday, as we'll have to start turning our attention to the Derby. We're going to stick on the hits this morning. Calipari gone to Arkansas. Wow. Let's go to Jay up next. Jay, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on? Okay, Jay? Oh, hey, back in town. Phones are working like they did when I left. If you want to hop on in, you could do so. 267-968. We'll try to answer you the next time. You can hop on that way. If you want to get in text away, UPS jobs, text line 437-9680. Texter says, Knicks UK coach should be Kenny Payne.
Yeah, why not? They love him, and he loves them. And you see all those All-Americans over there, and you know, it's, you know, he'd be a perfect fit for me. Kenny Payne to Kentucky, he won those games.
That's what I heard. He won those games as well. So
he won those games.
Thank you, James. James, the rest of the programming this week. Looking ahead to that. So yeah, I mean, so what do you think this morning? Are you happy about this news? Sad about this news? I mean, look at it from the Louisville telescope.
Yeah, I'm happy that they're breaking up. You know, even though it has been not great in the tournament for them, they've still dominated the series. So any kind of shakeup is going to be good for us. Does that mean that DJ Wagner shakes to Louisville or shakes to Arkansas? I don't know. But, you know, it does, you know, any sort of turmoil or idea that maybe Mitch Barnhart could swing and a miss at a number of candidates and fall down and get another mm-hmm. Billy Gillespie, that'd be great. You know, but they could also land a Scott Drew, or they could get a Nate Oates or a Bruce Pearl or a Chris Beard, and that would be bad. But it's I'm happy that they're broken up. Yes, absolutely.
See, I'm not sure, because I think on one hand, you know, you can say to yourself, well, they keep losing in the tournament, you know, he stinks. But every year they have that talent, and I'm always scared of good talent in general. And I don't know how much, you know, this is the oldest college basketball is ever going to be. I guess maybe there's one more year, but a lot of these are finally aging out. Will any of it go back to a high school age play? I mean, just when people start thinking one direction, usually the world changes the other direction.
Yeah.
You know? So I on one hand, I'm like, okay, darn, he's leaving because he's always sucked in the tournament. On the other hand, I kind of know in the back of my mind that I felt like he was going to have another run or two, but
right,
and what will somebody new, how will that change the pro? Here's the thing, though. It's like the speech Richard Pitino gave me. Who cares? Be worried about your team's good. Be worried about if Louisville's good, because they're always probably going to be good. They're not going to, it's Kentucky basketball. They might have a bad year or two. They're going to win. We have to worry about this program and this program winning to the level it can, because if your goal is to have your team win and have them lose, probably not going to happen. They got their, you know, chance at it here for the last few years. But that's over.
Right. No, and you're right. We got to focus on us. We can have fun watching the soap opera and, you know, dipping in. And if they're struggling or if they have some problems, that can be nice. But really what it's about is Pat Kelsey building this program back up, the revival, and getting that, you know, rolling. Because if we take care of our business, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. And, you know, but, like, yeah, I can enjoy if they have some struggles. But I don't think that Kentucky basketball is going to go in the toilet or anything like that, at least not more than longer than a year or two. So we got to get us right and focus on us. And I'm excited for the fundraising campaign. I know I think we're over 600 grand on that match.
It was 550 at last check last week, so I don't know. I have to get an up-to-date one.
Yeah, but, you know, and then there's more news coming out, you know, all the time on the Pat Kelsey NIL front. And, you know, it's just really exciting. And I get a lot more enjoyment out of us winning than – Kentucky losing.
I think it's got to be the way you approach it, or you're just setting yourself up for,
right,
you know, misery.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, and then maybe we can – maybe Jeff Brohm can beat him this year. Maybe Pat Kelsey can win the series. I mean, I'm pumped. You know, over the weekend, Dan McDonald swept an ACC series, and that was long overdue. Yeah. So, you know, there's things – you know, I enjoy that. I enjoy us winning more than I do anybody else losing, but I don't like John Calipari just in general.
So yeah, you'll come around. You'll come around. You do your Wig Puis, Woo Pig Suey or whatever chant. Texter said, be very funny if they got Scott Drew because they're hoping for Wright, Oates, or Hurley. Yes, Texter says, I want UK to hire Chris Beard so I can hear Blankenbaker cry.
Oh, my God. It could happen. It could happen. It really could.
Yeah.
I would hate that. Like, that would be the one that I would hate the most, for sure. There's no doubt.
Texter says,
but we'd have to play the Cerullo and Strebel sound of when they said that we couldn't hire Chris Beard and all the reasons why. You'd have to replay that show for them.
I mean, it's just so fresh. I don't know that there's real these names being thrown out or just literally just being thrown out. Like, nobody has any. It's too early to for anybody to really know anything. But it's going to be fun.
If this deal got done on Saturday, which is kind of what's been out there, then the agent community probably got wind of it at least Sunday, yesterday, and started getting their clients' names into it. So some of these names, but like if Norlander like is able to report on it at like 11 o'clock last night and then he puts together a list at 12:30, how accurate is that list really?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Like a list by noon today going to be a lot more accurate.
I don't know, and we'll find out who's got Barnhart's ear around there. Oh, by the way, what did Louisville Slugger do to the U of L's team? Did they tweet something like
Flaker had the tweet?
Okay,
but I think it's been deleted since then.
Hopefully, somebody screenshotted it.
Somebody, and it was something about shouting out NC State, you know, for their weekend, or like, you know, come into Louisville and good luck this weekend, or something like that. And it's like, you're Louisville Slugger, you can't wish NC State luck against Louisville.
Right.
Flaker had it, and I can't remember what it was, but it's been deleted. And so I don't know.
Somebody send that to the text line immediately. I need to know what it said. Yeah. I need to know what it said.
But it was just, I think it was just wishing NC State well. You know,
yeah,
but it's
well,
just, but
wrong weekend.
Wrong weekend. You can do that when they play Wake Forest. You can't do that when they play Louisville. So...
So what would you, okay? So let me run this scenario by your head next year. So it's Kentucky Arkansas game day.
Okay,
and
the game's in row.
Maybe you're still unsure of how you feel about this, but let's say they go in there as like a 10-point underdog, and they come out and beat the living crap out of Kentucky after awful, horrible signs and they win by 20, and he stays. Extra time for that post-game news conference.
Answers questions.
And does the Sui chant, and you've got Strebel beside himself losing his mind. Louisville's, you know, having a great season, and this is just something that just absolutely crushes the soul and spirit of the team that the sheriff dedicated his life to trashing.
Well, I would like that Kentucky lost. And I would like the reaction from all their fans.
Whoop, pig suey!
But I don't like John Calipari at all.
You'd like him that day.
Would I like the irony of him asking Kentucky media questions? Let me ask you a question.
You think Swaggy Cal would be swaggy on that podium?
Yes, but if he loses, Drew, he's doing 2 seconds. He might not even show up. He might send an assistant.
Yeah, he's got a game Saturday at 4.
That's right.
He got a game Saturday at 4.
That's right.
Yeah, the man runs and hides with, like, the best of them, and that's what he's doing.
What did Petrino try to do there at the meeting? He tried to have that girl that wore the Florida hat. Didn't he try to, like, ban her from games or something? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was when he was at Arkansas.
That was when he was at Arkansas.
He went after –
wasn't it?
Another guy that wore, like yellow or purple or something like that. He, like, got after him because it was LSU. He was famous for that. I remember
But this was a big story. This is actually a big story. What was it? Reporter fired for wearing a hat to the Arkansas presser.
Oh, she got fired?
Okay, yeah. According to the site, Renee Gork was her name. Reporter works for the organization above. Sorry, I don't have all of it. Failed to realize she'd left the house with an orange and blue staple to her head. Like, I guess she went there. So after posing a question, Petrino responded by saying that, quote, that would be the last question he answered until she was wearing. That'd be the last question he answered while she was wearing that hat. And so
I went to
You've got the sound. Okay, he's got it. Wow, Chase is out. Yeah.
The defense came back in the second half, and that will be the last question I answer with that hat on.
And that was a nervous laugh, and because it got awkward, it was like a moment, like a couple of awkward moments after. He was serious.
Well, I went to a fall practice back when practices were open under Bobby Petrino, and I had played golf earlier that day, and I was wearing like an off blue kind of. Shirt
she
like
got
golf
fired
shirt.
For that. That is absurd.
Right.
Got it.
Oh yeah.
Fired from
got
that.
Fired over that. Anyway, I'm there, and Bobby Petrino walks up. He goes, "Hey, Mark. How's it going?" I was like, "Oh, it's going good, Coach. How are you doing?" He goes, "Going great. You look like crap." Yeah. And I was like, "What the hell?" He goes, "You got that blue shirt on." I was like, damn. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, but he also didn't go get you fired for it.
No, he did not go get me fired. And I don't think I would have been fired. I was playing golf that day. And I made
I don't know. I mean, so she, yeah, I was reading this like 15 years ago or something. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Like, what kind of news director or whoever's making
that hire? Seriously,
what
kind of gutless leadership is that? I mean, Bobby wants her fired and you just do it?
No, you don't do that. No, you can't do that. Like, there's lots of ridiculous people in the world, though. Like, you know, I mean, Bobby's one of them, but you could also say that, Bobby, she wore a Florida hat. She didn't realize she had a Florida hat on. She apologizes. We're not going to fire her over it.
Yeah, well.
No way. By the way, traffic is backing up on 65 by mile marker 34. This is according to Wave 3, that it's already backing up for people going to the eclipse. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Man, people, they love that stuff so bad.
They do.
Oh, if you want to throw that sound up there. So they're finally now, on all these yelling shows on ESPN, I'm right, you're wrong. What's some of the name, other names we want to, first up,
first
shut
take.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Shut up.
Get
no,
up.
You shut up. And so Feinbaum was on Get Up with Greeny. And here is what he had to say.
Who should we be expecting to start hearing about at Kentucky in the next day or two?
Well, I think the names you'll hear are Dan Hurley. Obviously, he's the best coach in college basketball, but I don't think he's a legitimate candidate. But the one you have to keep your eye on, we just saw SEC to SEC, keep your eye on Nate Oates. He just took Alabama, yes, Alabama, to the Final Four for the first time in history. The only issue, he just got a new contract from Greg Byrne, the athletic director, and Greg Byrne put a $20 million buyout. Now, you say, that is enormous. How could you possibly pay 20? Think about it, Greeny. I realize I'm not Jim Cramer here this morning on Wall Street today, but Kentucky just saved $33 million by not firing Cal. So they have a surplus of plus 13 if you're doing the math here before the Dow opens. I think they could say, why not? Go after the best coach in the SEC right now, who is Nate Oates.
Paul, are you going to tell me that Alabama is going to lose Nick Saban and Nate Oates in the same month or relatively close to that period of time? Could that happen?
Well, I mean, they, I mean, it's possible. Nate Oates loves Alabama, but and I think Alabama's run was phenomenal, Greeny. But listen, Alabama is not Kentucky. Kentucky is the gold standard. I mean, they Alabama football and Kentucky basketball are essentially the same thing. So Nate Oates does not need a refresher course in the event he takes the job.
Well, how about that, Nate Oates?
Nate Oates, that's Paul Feinbaum, who always makes predictions that the ACC is going to implode, and it's still,
yeah. But you would not say he's a man without connections in the SEC.
No, and I understand, and I've seen Nate Oates at 18, but 18, 20, okay. This is where all that SEC and Big Ten money's going. It's going to the buyouts. You know, when they get into a coach and they have a coach they want, or they have a coach that they want to fire, they're going to be able to spend the money on that, and they can afford it. I think that Kentucky can do it. Man, you know, but if you could get Bruce Pearl for $7 million or Nate Oates for $18-$20 million, what would you do?
Is Pearl $7 million? Is that right?
That's what I had Goodman at.
Okay.
Goodman had it at $7 million.
I think I would get Pearl.
I would too.
I think he is, but I don't know. I wondered if Scott Drew. I just feel like, I don't know. There's a reason everybody the whole time when Louisville was looking at him, it seemed like everybody said, well, but he's probably a better fit at Kentucky, and you figure that's going to open in a year or two.
Yeah. What about Mark Pope?
I don't think he's got the pedigree. I hope they do it.
Man, he was top 25 at
Yeah,
BYU.
Go ahead, take him, please. That'd be great. Settle for Mark Pope, please.
I liked Mark Pope this year.
Okay.
I really thought he was good.
Okay.
Danny Sprinkle? Gonna get Sprinkle?
Just stop.
They got the Washington job.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense because he's out west. That's why he was never coming east.
He got mentioned like once or twice for the Louisville job, like a national, like in the stories, like one of the also eligibles. I was like, please.
Yeah, not source thrown up there. No. Let's go to not 8 notes, but caller Nate up next. Nate, welcome in. Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
So, you know, you guys talking about all the people going to the eclipse. These people are losing their minds over this stuff. You know, I stopped at Thornton's and I bought the glasses. I put them on. I can't even see the damn eclipse. These people are wasting their time.
Elsewhere.
Calm down. Don't laugh too much. That
okay.
was funny.
Yeah, well, right. Can't get mad at the audience.
What about, why in the world do you think Cal is just tired of
spit it out.
I mean, what is going on? Do you think he's tired of just these expectations that they're going to go 40-0 every single year?
No, it's and that job wears you out, man. And I mean, I just think you either die a hero or hang around long enough to be a villain. And he hung around long enough to be a villain.
And then, you know, Feinbaum just said it there. You know, it's got to be the same thing with Saban. He's like, you know, you've got to at some point be like, all right, guys, enough is enough. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And the new guy, whoever the new guy is going to be, is going to jump right into the freaking fire.
Well, that job, you're always into the fire. There's no time you take that job where you're not into the fire. I don't care anybody. Nobody's getting a grace period at Kentucky.
No, you are straight in the fire.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Absolutely.
I guess we'll see how it shakes up. So, all right, I'm going to spend the rest of the day trying not to crash this truck with these stupid glasses on. I'll see y'all.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, I know. And I know, don't look directly into the sun. That's like when it's hot outside. Drink plenty of water. Like, God, we really have to tell people this? Like, who doesn't know this?
Absolutely, yeah. And you really, I mean, that is something to know. I mean, that if you don't have those eclipse glasses on, like, you
Yeah,
really
but I'm
should.
Saying everyone knows this, Mark. Like, them telling people is so stupid. It's like, yeah, we know you shouldn't look at the sun. Like, are people
tempting,
really this
though.
Stupid?
It's tempting.
It's stupid.
It's there.
It's like, gosh.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool. I mean, there's going to be a lot of traffic. I guess you're just, what are you going to do? You're going to sit in the driveway there at Alpine Creek and just going to hang out?
Well, like, I have no plans for it. When it happens, I'll be like, oh, I guess the eclipse is going on. It's fine. I'm not an eclipse hater. I just think it's it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. But it's,
You're going to go outside and you're not going to just, like, nap in the middle of it, are you?
First of all, I can't nap. Anybody that knows me knows that.
Well, I'm just saying, you're not going to, like, go work out, like, just let it pass
by. Yeah, yes. It's not going to define my day. If I happen to be outside, who cares?
You'll be 90.
Okay. I'll care about the same as that. I mean, that thing, like, what are you so geeked about it?
I'm not geeked. It's just something that happens. It's here. It's outside. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Well,
I'll go out there and check it out.
It's going to be a beautiful day regardless of whether it's an eclipse. Not going to happen for 40 years.
Well,
I'm pissed the sun's going to go dark for a little bit. I mean, I'm getting robbed of hours of sunshine here.
You're getting robbed of a few UVs out there.
That's right.
No, I don't know. I just think it's one of it's a novelty thing. It's something cool. I don't have to work very hard to see it. So I'm going to go out there and check it out.
Yeah. Eclipse to me is Dexter says, eclipse to me is, quote, oh, that's cool, then back to work. Yeah, that's pretty much where I am. Okay, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Now who's going to win the national championship? UConn, Purdue. You know, like, that's how who's going to get the Kentucky job? Is it going to be Scott
I'm
Drew?
I'm far more interested in talking about the Kentucky job than I am, you know, worrying about are we at the line or path of totality?
I know, but when it's happening, I'll participate. You know, I'm not gonna be Scrooge on it.
Participate. I mean, it's fine, but I'm not driving. You know, somewhere. It's fine.
Has Kenny Payne reached out to Mitch Barnhart this morning?
No, but I'm sure he's talked to Calipari. Steve Rubbage just skipped into the building. He just
Did
skipped.
He? Oh,
in.
I gotta hear from Steve.
Yeah, come on in, Steve.
I gotta
yeah.
get Steve
yeah,
on.
Steve
there,
literally Steve. Skipped. Into the control room there.
Because Steve's being robbed here.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve's being robbed of Kentucky.
Are you being robbed of KCD here, though? That's the thing that I wonder as Rummage makes his way in and let him get plugged in there so he can hear the beautiful sounds of Mark Blankenbaker's voice back there in the line of totality or path of totality. Steve, good morning.
How is everybody doing?
You tell me. We want to know.
Fantastic. I've got to... Okay, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Am I being robbed of KCD? Sure.
Yeah, that's what I wondered.
But do you want to know why KCD exists? Because you're so happy that they lost.
Yes.
Because every year, they've got the best talent. Every year, they've got the swaggiest coach.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, there's a chance. It doesn't matter if they're a 1 seed or a 10 seed. They might win it. Because they got the best players on planet Earth. As it is humbling for me to say, but get your you-know-what out of here, man. Get out of here. I am so happy that this guy is gone.
Yes, he gone.
He's going to go to Arkansas and dominate. And I'm like, go. Every Louisville fan listening today, you might say, man, now they might actually get a good coach. Oh, no. No, that's not what Louisville fans believe,
though. Right.
Every Louisville fan today is like, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Hall of Fame coach that was a 3 seed this season. Get out of here. Get to Fayetteville as soon as possible. I am so happy. Listen, go Hogs. Go Hogs. They might be my second team.
Woo pig suey.
Yeah. I'm a Louisville fan. I'm a Louisville fan, and my side chick is Arkansas, without a doubt, from here on out. I hope if Louisville's not in it, I hope Arkansas takes the whole thing.
Steve, what if Kentucky hires Chris Beard?
I mean, I don't love that. I wouldn't love that. That would stink. Billy Donovan would. That would be bad. That would be a little shot. But like
Armageddon's Rick Pitino.
But like Scott Drew. Okay, I don't care.
Right.
Nate Oates, cool. Hire him. Do what you want. Yeah, I mean, like I said, Donovan for me would be a little bit of a like, dang it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, really hey, Steve. That. What about Rick?
I don't think he's. Going back there.
I don't think that that's going to be on the table. But, I mean, if it was,
he was at Keeneland on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because he had a horse to watch.
Yeah, but I've watched how – I ain't even going to say it because I love Rick. I'm just saying I've watched how he does in games that are high emotional here. So, I don't think I'd be that worried. But I love Rick, so I'm not going to say anything like that.
I don't want anybody that I like at Kentucky.
Well,
me either. But
I don't want Donovan there. I don't want Pearl there. I don't want Beard there. I don't really even want Oates there.
Yeah, but Mark, when they go, you don't like them anymore. You hate them.
Yeah, that's how this works.
That's why Scott Drew is who I'm rooting for to get the job. I want Scott Drew to get the job.
100%. Yeah, I'm
there. Because he turned us down. Mm-hmm. He's a blasé individual. Like, he has no personality. I don't think he's got another national championship under his belt. And so I think he should go to Kentucky. I'm all in for Scott Drew to UK. Or Kenny Payne.
But my point is, anything is going to be less than what they have now.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't get rid, like, maybe Billy Donovan would be the one. That's mm-hmm. why I say that's the one for me.
Yeah,
you just, this is a Hall of Famer who was a 3 seed this season.
Yeah.
Like, there were points during the season when they had Nate Oates down 30 at Rupp. You're like, yeah, they're probably going to win the championship.
Yeah, Mark, you thought they were going to win it.
I thought they were going to win the championship. They should have won the championship, and that's been the case for a lot of John Calipari teams, because what Steve said, they always have the best players, and so they just don't have the best coaching. And Calipari always talks about how he doesn't do scouting, that they do self-scouting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you were 38-0. You might have wanted to scout Frank Kaminsky, you know, going out and, you know, bearing, you know, all those jumpers over you. You know, like to not have scouted in the Final Four when you have the longest period of time in between games that you ever have was a mistake. It's a terrible mistake, and he continues to make the same errors. So that's why KCD, Steve's being robbed of KCD here.
No, yeah, but it's not being robbed of KCD, Mark. Do you know the blood, the sweat that went into KCD? Do you know how many times I had to watch them coming down the court in the Elite Eight going, oh, my God, I hope this white guy hits this shot. Oh, my God, they're going to win the championship. Oh, my God. You know, like, no. Yeah, no, I will happily retire it. Happily retire it.
Because, I mean, you keep throwing that much talent in one roster, eventually they're going to slip up.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, they're going
to.
Like,
I thought they should have won it this year,
well,
to be honest.
That's the point, though. If they had beat Oakland, okay, now they get NC State.
Yeah.
They run NC State most likely. Now it's like, okay, now you're looking at, we're in the Elite Eight going, and now Houston's, they're playing Duke in the Elite Eight. We're going, my God, they're going to win it. They, mm-hmm. They're one game away a lot of times from winning it. And it's like, God bless. So that's what I say. I mean, KCD, it's fun for us to come in here and laugh at them choking.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason it was invented was because you're scared to death they're about to win the national championship.
Yeah.
Let's say Mitch Barnhart offers Danny Hurley $10 million, $10-12 million.
I don't know.
Does he leave UConn?
I mean, I think UConn would probably offer pretty close.
Because in one way, I love Danny Hurley. Like, I like him a lot. Like, I think he's great mm-hmm. for college basketball. But if he is the coach of Kentucky, that's very easy to hate. it's really easy to go from love to hate because of how abrasive he can be, he's going to be to the rival.
Him and Kelsey would hate each other,
too.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, yes. They would be pure theater.
Yeah, it would. It would be great. It would be two elite personalities. And, you know, I don't know. The basketball would be elite for wherever Danny Hurley is. We have to find out about Pat.
Oh, my God. But that
would be the best feud because Kelsey's not going to feud with Billy Donovan. You know, and Billy Donovan's the OG. It's going to be like a respect thing, you know.
He's not going to feud with Scott Drew.
Scott Drew doesn't feud with anybody. He turns the other cheek.
Right.
He turns the other cheek.
Bruce Pearl, though.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl
would be good. That would be wild, man.
I'd hate him.
I love Bruce. I love Bruce. You hate
Bruce Pearl?
I would hate him.
Yeah. You'd hate him, Mark. You would hate him so much.
Well, I have to.
You are just not living in the real world. You're going to hate, if they get Chris Beard, you're going to hate Chris Beard. All right?
Yeah.
No. And I don't want to give up my love for Chris Beard.
Yeah, I know it's an odd thing, but yeah.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, no, we're done there.
Yeah.
That's one we're done with,
you can
okay?
Keep fawning, you know, but it's not going to happen.
I mean, if Louisville plays Ole Miss and Chris Beard's the coach, I'll root for Louisville. But I'm not Ole Miss every other time, for sure.
Okay.
He's there.
Like, okay, the search is over now. Like, he's a good coach, but like, Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Like, I mean, he's not the greatest coach
fan.
Of all time.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan. Oh, my word. To you. Goodbye, my lover. I'm not going to say goodbye. No. I can love Pat Kelsey and Chris Beard. Can I not love them both?
Not when they're the Kentucky coach, Mark. I just think you're underestimating.
No, I can't love Chris Beard if he's at Kentucky. No way.
I think you're still underestimating how much you're going to love Woo Pig Suey. I think you're really going to underestimate that.
Oh, yeah. Embrace
this
it, man.
Press conference happening. Is it happening tomorrow?
Well, it hadn't been announced by the school yet, so.
Yeah, probably tomorrow, right? We'll probably get a 2, 3 o'clock. I don't know. It's the SEC, though. They kind of do what they want.
Yeah, I mean.
What happens if this whole thing falls apart and he stays at Kentucky?
This one feels totally different.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like Stoops, where it was a matter of hours. This feels like this is a wrap.
The
and
board of
easy.
Directors.
I'll just go back and talk about how he's overrated.
Yeah.
He's very simple.
The board of trustees. Because, I mean, Mark Stoops walking it back to Lexington was pretty awkward enough. This would be way more awkward than
that. Oh, this is, no. This
well, there's no way. They even if it fell through, you got to break up now.
Yeah,
like, you're done here. Because the fact
totally
that,
agree.
I mean, Norlander's even said that last night, up until late last night, Barnhart was like, "Yeah, I still ain't talked to him." So I don't know.
Not surprising.
Yeah, so it's like that,
and probably
done.
Haven't tried to. Probably
no.
Haven't tried to.
No, that's what I mean. Like, they're done, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah, so that's why I say, even if this doesn't work, he's going somewhere else now.
Yeah,
you can't walk this back. Trilly Donovan was saying last night, though, this is where I'm at now with Pat Kelsey, and so I pay now Trilly Donovan for a Discord.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I pay $6 a month to just
be in his Discord.
You don't even know his real name.
I don't care what his name is. Okay. I care about who we're getting next.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But he put on there last night that there were Arkansas. He talked to a couple of Kentucky commits that said, like, the coaching staff had already called them from Kentucky and was recruiting them to go to Arkansas.
Wow. Well, so I'd say that's done.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah.
Say
yeah.
That one's
that
done.
Was 10:30 last night or so. Wow, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Yeah. So, I mean, they're done there. That's
a wrap.
That's over. And they're all going too. Like, every one of those
Arkansas
recruits
is going to be loaded.
I mean, maybe the Perry kid, you know, a Kentucky kid stays there at Kentucky, but those other guys, they're out of there.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Or
there's no doubt. They're leaving. And,
yeah.
And can we get DJ Wagner, Steve? Can we get DJ Wagner now?
Do we want DJ Wagner? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't
great
know.
Question.
Yeah,
right.
Listen, in Pat we trust, all right?
That's right.
Who would have thought, man, while we're enjoying that press conference, it was like, man, you're scaring them to death over there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're running everybody out of town. Yeah. Tone it down, Pat.
Steve, you wear glasses. Will you change your glasses to the Pat Kelsey style?
I mean, they're pretty close now.
Yeah.
I just got to get the...
Not that
I mean, I got Ray-Bans. I guess I did order some... Oakley ones that are a little thicker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
for
thicker frame?
Yeah, that are, well, I like thicker frames, too. I am a thick frame guy, so, yeah, but.
Are we still talking about your glasses?
Yeah, I don't know. It got weird.
We're not.
No.
Yeah, we're not. We're absolutely not. Yeah, we're not.
We're not.
Just so we're clear.
We have moved on to that, yeah.
So I want to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
How are we doing on that? Are we getting that going?
Yes.
Okay. I made sure that she met the MOP on Thursday.
Okay.
So we've started these.
Because you got to understand.
Working on it. I know. I sent her the audio of us talking about it.
Okay, because I'm like, it's April, and I'm already laying the seeds for, hey, I'm not going to be around on Thanksgiving, just so y'all know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What I want to find out is how many people it takes to, like, fill up a charter. You know, does it take, you know,
100?
Like...
150?
Again, I don't know. That's what I'd like to find out, and then what the cost is on that, because that would change things,
we
too.
We could do that.
I think we could.
Do that.
That was my argument.
Yeah.
Our station could fill up however many we need.
Yeah.
It's 200. Talking about it, people were reaching out to me like, hey, how do I go to the Atlantis trip? That sounds like a great time. You go, what's the charter? And I'm like, guys, we don't have any information yet.
Yeah,
like,
nothing.
We'll work on it. But I love the idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We're going to try. Believe me, this is what we'll get done here.
I've always wanted to spend Thanksgiving in the tropics. I've never done it. This is our opportunity. This is our chance. Atlantis with PK.
Charter flight calculation here. There's actually...
Ah, here we go.
Okay, so what city in the Bahamas? It's Nassau.
Nassau. Right?
Nassau, yep.
All right, so Nassau, any airport. All right, so
we're
date,
so selfish.
Yeah.
Calipari's leaving, and we're like, hey, you know what? Forget that for a little while.
So let's probably want to go in like Tuesday to... I mean, the football game is Saturday. Is the final Saturday? Let's just say it is.
The football game's Saturday, and I think the final is Saturday. Yeah, just do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not making the football game.
I'm in the Bahamas. I'm sacrificing the football game.
Okay, so I guess this is going to give me a one-way price. I'd like to return. Okay, all right, hang on. So then we're going to return. So we think we're returning Sunday then?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, because we don't want to be caught up.
Because
even
the
if it's
air
not,
during the game.
Yeah, I'll watch the game on Saturday down there.
So, okay, hang on. So... I'm trying to figure out, that is the... Okay, somebody 24th is a return date. Why are we giving me these weird... Okay, 24th. All right. So, passengers. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Let's say we put in 150.
Okay.
Let's see if we get this cost here. I cannot believe we're doing this.
This is...
I'll get to have a departure time. All right.
Eight. All right.
All
yeah.
right.
Eight. Let's get Fair out enough. Early. Yeah. yeah let's get out of here.
Okay. All right. Search results coming up to charter a plane for 150 people. How expensive is this going to be?
Oh, gosh,
this
man.
Is something you don't just get online and do. This is where you need an expert searching yeah. for best matches. Yeah. Like these suckers.
Right. This is flight only, right? This is just the airport.
This is just the airfare, but it is taken. It's, okay. All right. So if we wanted 200 seats.
Okay.
200 seats.
$164,000.
All right.
64 divided by 200.
How about
820 a person?
400.
Well, when you put it like that,
wait a minute. No. That's eight. Is that not 8,000?
No. What did you say? 164.
164
divided by 200 is 820 per person.
Okay. Okay.
Now that's not bad.
Especially it's direct.
That's better than not bad. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. that's where I'm like, oh, yeah, well,
non-stop
I might bring
flight.
My family.
Yeah.
Like, right. When you start talking prices like
so,
that. Like.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. If we can fill it up.
Oh, God.
Now, and I'm sure like, we're not going to get on the Expedia of air charter here. Like, we're going to, you know. I'm sure she can give us a better deal than that.
Oh, sure, yeah. You just did a general search, you know, yeah. like you know, there's probably ways to negotiate, and get a better deal or whatever. But
do we pull the 93.9 card?
Look,
at some point?
We're going to utilize the power of the 93.9 to get. Well, look, here's what it'll be. It'll be if we reach X amount, you know, what else can we get in? We got to leverage that. If we can bring $140,000 purchase price to the table or whatever it was. Then we get some stuff
going. Isn't there a team plane that we're like, hey.
Yeah, then we'll work on this. Yeah. Don't worry. We'll work on this. Yeah, we'll see where people are pocketing in the middle. All right, we'll leave for a break here. Appreciate it, man. All right, Steve. If you haven't signed up for FanDuel, tonight's a great time to use it. You got the national championship game tonight. You want to bet on over-under points for Edie or whoever you want on. You want to bet on the game, bet point spread, totals, player props, whatever it is. If you haven't signed up, you're going to, right now, new customers are going to get $200 and bonus bets with your first winning $5 bet. So when you go on there, make sure you try to get something like, I don't know if there's anything this afternoon if you're worried about getting the play in tonight, because your first bet does have to settle and it needs to be a win. And so again, find something money line minus 1,000 or something crazy like that. So do that and you're gonna get the $200 in bonus bets. So go to fanduel.com/drewd, fanduel.com/drewd. Gotta be 21 or older. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
That's right. It's total eclipse today. Total eclipse of Calipari on the news cycle. Total eclipse all over the place.
Eclipses. We've got national championships. Danny Hurley's going for two.
Yeah.
Purdue's trying to break a 25-year run of no championships for the Big Ten. It's their first Final Four since 1980. I'm ready for this. I'm pumped for this. I'm ready for this coaching search. I'm ready to see who Pat Kelsey's going
to
get on
board. I'm
ready
for them to start a game before 9:20 is what I'm also ready for.
What is that?
That's just nuts, man.
8:20.
Yeah, something. I don't know why the hell they're playing the women's game in the middle of the afternoon yesterday either. I mean, I'm telling you, college basketball needs a scheduling czar. It's unbelievable. They just, like, why in the world wouldn't you have that at 7 o'clock at night on Sunday. Like, you know, I felt
it was a pretty good
play
women's final too. You know,
yeah.
As far as, I mean, it was a really entertaining game. I thought.
I mean, I can't wait to see the ratings of that one because their Elite Eight game a Final Four game on a Friday outdrew every NBA final game, every Major League Baseball game last year. I mean, there was a list of things that it outdrew. I mean, I'm going to pull that up, but it's that. Then that was on a Friday night. You know.
Yeah, Friday's Iowa-UConn game, the national semifinal, 14.2 million viewers.
But the perspective on it is really kind of the key. If I could just find that stinking thing that had all of it down there. But it told you, like, you know, specifically, well, that was better than on all these other things. So it was, I'm not going to find it, I guess. Crap. Oh, here it is. It was, okay, obviously any women's game ever. The ratings are bigger than every NBA Finals game in 2023, every World Series game, bigger than the 2023 Orange Bowl, bigger than the 2023 Big Ten Championship. Is that for football, I assume? The 2023 Cotton Bowl. I mean, that's the thing. Those are the things that Elite Eight, I mean, the Final Four game on a Friday had.
Right. And it's college basketball. And I know, you know, it's Caitlin Clark. You know,
there's a lot of things. People are not talking about the difference in gambling, too, as well, why both tournaments are up. You know, it's like, oh, I can't believe the ratings are up. Really? Let's check. I think it'd be a fascinating study to see what the ratings are this year for the tournament in states that in the last year legalized sports gambling. Yeah. I would love to see that number because that's not, I'm not saying it's all of it. I'm saying it's 15% of it?
It's contributing.
It's definitely contributing. A big factor.
Yeah, and it's been a really good tournament, and the accessibility on all the channels, but that's been the case for a while. There's something that's shifted on both tournaments. People are locking in. They're making it part of their sports calendar, and it's always been a well-watched event. But, man, the women's tournament hasn't, and the men, but the men's tournament's up.
But you know
a
what?
Lot.
In fairness, as the vice president told us, the brackets for the women only been around for 2 years. You heard that sound, right?
God, what is she doing?
I mean, that was, I mean, jaw-dropping sound because it was not taken out of context at all, any way, shape, or form, and said, you know, it's amazing how far they've come, in, you know, since they didn't have brackets until 2 years ago.
Just persecuted, you know? Just
she said that.
I know.
She said that.
I know. I don't know what she's thinking on that. It's unbelievable.
That's somebody who gets a piece of information and hears it wrong. What she probably was told is that they were allowed to use the term March Madness for the first time in 2022.
That is correct.
Right. But that's
which was always ridiculous.
Not even in the ballpark of what she said.
Yeah, no, and she said that, yeah, they weren't even allowed
not
to have brackets.
Not even
and
in
then,
the freaking ballpark
like,
what she said.
Like old Barack Obama. brackets when he picked the women's tournament.
Yeah. It's just truly unbelievable.
God. But yeah, that's when politicians get involved in sports or start doing sports commentary. They say dumb stuff. So
yeah.
But that's your vice president there.
That's what we got. That's what we got right there, Mark Blickenbaker.
So how do we get Kenny Payne in Lexington? How do we angle that in?
He'll be in Arkansas.
We get a Bozich article here?
Well, yeah, of course.
We got to get a Bozich. Write the article. Yeah. It makes perfect sense for Mitch Barnhart to hire him, and then have former Kentucky players say, you know, if they don't hire him, I'm out. You know, you got to redact my names from the record books. And you
I don't
know,
think it's going to happen, Mark. I really don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, why not?
I just don't think doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel like it's going to happen.
He won those games.
Yeah, I know. I know
won the games.
Yeah, I know.
Scott Drew or Kenny Payne. I'm happy either way.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be legitimately fun to
is
see.
Barnhart
what the hell
on the
happens.
Line here? Is Barnhart on the line?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, if he botches this hire?
I don't think so. I don't think this time.
Because he had a football coach try to leave in the cover of darkness, and then he had a basketball coach do it. And those are two major sports.
Why do you want him fired?
I don't know. He just made an excellent hire in women's basketball.
I was going to say, what if they hire someone better?
Who's better
than
he could get? Danny Hurley?
Yeah. I mean, I think Kentucky fans are saying a lot of people are better. I mean,
yeah.
You know?
They're going to get Bill Self?
Doubtful. I don't know, man. We'll
see where they go.
Be fun.
Kenny Payne won those games.
Well, we'll see who wins the game tonight.
Nolan Smith's available.
Boy, you are playing all your greatest hits this morning. You're just emptying the clip. You good?
I'm good.
You all right?
Ready for this eclipse?
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right. That'll do it for us. Maven and Rummage up next on 93.9. Rabot & Co. on 680. I'll have it all for you here. And who knows when we'll find out anything on this. But that'll do it for us for right
now.
Go
Huskies.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I'm rooting for yet. Got to see how I invest in this.
Yeah.
That'll determine all.
I'm invested all over.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow.